105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Residents in Papworth are to enjoy super-fast broadband with speeds of 1 gigabit a second, enough to download an HD movie in around 40 seconds. Virgin Media is trialling technology that could reduce the cost of broadband by 33%. Hundreds of other residents in the village will be able to use speeds of around about 152 megabits per second. Joined on the line by Gareth Mead, who is with Virgin Media. Hello, Gareth. Good to speak to you.
Hello, Julian. Good to speak to you too.
So let's start off, I guess, with the basics, really. What sort of difference is such high-speed internet going to make to the residents of Papworth?
Well, Julian, superfast broadband is really helping people do more things online, whether that's downloading shows to watch, maybe BBC iPlayer, for example, streaming more music, or simply talking to friends and relatives on Skype. But crucially, these superfast speeds really come into their own when people are doing these things at the same time in the household. I don't know about you, but if you count up the number of gadgets and gizmos you've got around the house, there's probably at least one, if not more, smartphones that are connecting to your home broadband, tablets, maybe a smart television and more. Do you know, in the last year, the number of people in Virgin Media households who are connecting at least five gadgets to their broadband has doubled. It just goes to show people are doing more online, and it's reasons like that that we're boosting broadband speeds. You've just mentioned 152 meg broadband. That's the fastest widely available in the UK. And people are doing more and more online to make the most of those really fast speeds.
So why has Papworth been picked for this particular trial?
So I'm sure many of your listeners will know we have a broadband network in different parts of Cambridgeshire, admittedly not everywhere. And Papworth is an area that we haven't been in before, but our network runs not too far away from it. We've been looking at somewhere where we can trial something a little bit different that we haven't done before, and it's called narrow trenching. Essentially, with the support of Cambridgeshire County Council, we have been trialling, exactly as the name suggests, a very small, narrow trench. So it's reducing the size of that from around 40 centimetres down to less than 10 centimetres. And that enables us to put fibre into the ground faster and more cheaply than ever before. Sorry, I was just going to say that Cambridgeshire County Council have been very supportive in helping us do that in a brand new area for us, and we hope the people of Papworth are really excited.
I think you've got some of our listeners excited. Stuart says that he'll buy you a beer if you can arrange for it to get to Stapleford, which is not too far away. And I guess that's the question, really. A lot of people in the city enjoy the services of Virgin Media, but you don't have to step out too far before broadband, whatever the operator, and half the problem is there's invariably only one at not particularly high speeds, and I guess they would kind of like more competition and higher speeds or faster speeds. So is there any chance that after this trial is completed, I hope it goes well for you, that you'll be able to start doing the same in other villages around Cambridge?
Well, as you say, Julian, our network currently covers about half of the UK homes. That means there's plenty of opportunity for us. Obviously, our network is funded solely with private investment, so we're not taking taxpayer subsidy like certain others to build out our network. So we have to do that carefully. We need to do each area with a lot of consideration and a lot of care before we start putting money into building new network. But you're absolutely right. The more network we build, the closer we get to new areas that we haven't previously been able to build superfast network to. And we're constantly looking to invest in our network. You know, we're looking for the right opportunities to grow. We recently expanded our network up in the northwest of England, which I know is no help in terms of me getting that free beer, but I'm certainly going to be looking at that area and seeing what we can do.
And when you go about these things, how do you do it? Do you start off and say, right, okay, so start with Papworth, where you're building now or have been building? Do you then sort of look at neighbouring villages to Papworth and do something which is alongside parts of the network which are already operational, or do you perhaps say, okay, that's a good sized village, we can perhaps get some business out of that? Because in the end, I guess that's what it's about. You have to please your shareholders by pleasing the customers, I guess, and if they're accepting high broadband speeds, then that will presumably encourage you to go into a particular area.
You're absolutely right. Demand is a key part of the consideration process. And if people are interested in getting our services and we're not there yet, then please do email cablemystreet@virginmedia.com and we'll look into it. But at the same
so there is
time,
a possibility then, Gav, sorry to interrupt, there is a possibility that in the same way I think BT asked customers to, I forget exactly what the tripping point was, but I think they were looking for a certain number of customers in areas before they were willing to upgrade the exchanges. If enough people do get in touch with Virgin Media, there's a half a chance that you'd look at that area and perhaps build in it.
Certainly makes a big difference, absolutely. We know that there is a great deal of interest in what we're doing and the speeds that we can deliver. But knowing exactly where that interest is will help us make those decisions of where we can invest our money.
And at the same time, when we're talking broadband, presumably we're also talking television and telephony services as well.
So in the Papworth trial, because we're trying something a little bit different, it's certainly superfast broadband and our next generation TV service, that's TiVo. We're not going to be offering your phone line, your fixed line, landline on this particular occasion, but we're going to be offering mobile instead as part of the offer to people in Papworth.
Okay. When does the trial get switched on? When do people in Papworth get their first taste of superfast broadband?
Well, our engineering teams are right on the streets of Papworth probably as we speak, although maybe clocking off for the day now, I suppose. But they're out there doing their narrow trenching and getting fibre put into the ground. That's going to take a few weeks yet, but we'll be contacting people in the coming weeks. And so for those that are interested, keep your eyes open, and we're going to be in touch with each and every one of you very, very soon.
Okay, I must mention actually before you go, Gareth, that around the city we often see some Virgin Media vans about, and they seem to have named themselves. I don't know if it's typical across the country, but we quite often spot Van Morrison, named after the gentleman who played at the Cambridge Folk Festival this year. And I think I've also seen, I think, Van Diesel as well, which is a bit of a play on words there. Do you do that in other parts of the country?
We do indeed. It's not quite Eddie Stubbart, perhaps, but if anyone wants to spot our vans and tweet us, that would be fantastic. And we always make a point of shouting about the great things that we're doing when we come to new areas, and those vans are an epitome of that.
Okay, Gareth, well, thank you very much. And I guess a few people out there may be a little bit excited that there's a possibility that they could get higher broadband speeds in the future, and certainly in Papworth, it looks like it's pretty much on the way. That's Gareth Mead from Virgin Media.